Welcome to Ancient Wisdom of the Feminine, and welcome to the Golden Era series, a series illuminating a new path for the human being through the paramount teachings of Maya Mexica medicine woman Magdala Ramirez. She brings the ancient knowledge to the world through original seminars, books, ceremonies, and journeys. Her purpose in life is to bring back the ancient wisdom of union of polarities. And through this wisdom, she helps to bring back the perfect balance of male and female. She is the founder of many ceremonies like Moon Dance, Priestess, 13 Hours of Drumming, Water Mother Ceremony. She is the founder and director of Sacred Woman Nonprofit. She has an online school and updated information available at her website, www.magdalas.com. And we are so grateful for the teachings she's bringing through our radio and are so honored to have her here for these series.
I am so happy to be here with you. Today, I am in Birmingham, Alabama. It has been a very powerful days of healings and ceremonies and so much love and so much sharing with the people. And we were doing all these healings at the same time that it is this big awakening of the Divine Feminine going everywhere in the world, shouting and bringing that voice that it was so needed. We make so many prayers for the voice of the feminine to come forward, and it is happening everywhere. It has been a big, long journey of pain and devastation about the feminine. You know, many generations that actually everyone, all these souls, they were waiting for this moment when the woman actually come back with her voice, loud and strong, understanding and embracing her own power. The domination of the patriarchal system, it's over. It is enough. Now is the time for that understanding of the divinity in the male and in the female come together in a good way. It is the time of living a life in sacredness, in a sacred manner, in all your relations. And it is really, really an exciting time for the whole humanity. And at the point that for such a long time, that patriarchal system has been very much overpowering the feminine, making her feel that she was nothing and that she didn't belong in the human race in many cases, that she couldn't understand herself as a human being. Actually, it is very, very devastating, but at the same time, here comes her voice and her power. Here she comes with this new understanding of who she is. It is really an exciting times. And here is my sister Teddy, that she is with me, and we are going to be talking about this. What do you feel, Teddy?
Well, I was just thinking about when you were talking and that, you know, the not understanding is really all this time so much of the feminine and women have been digging deeper and deeper and uncovering that understanding, even though they have not been saying it, because of just digging deeper, like what, you know, that questioning, what is going on and why, and just going back and forth within themselves and, you know, with each other, even though there's been that that thing with the system that wouldn't let it come. Has not been space before because it was so put down or blocked. But that whole understanding has been, I feel like it's been happening underneath and within women, within that feminine. It's been building. So as it comes up, it's not just, oh, here we are. There's this whole other deeper understanding that we've come to know, you know, it, under that silence.
It is true. This is a new beginning. For such a long time, the feminine has been programmed to give the power to the masculine. Means that given the power to the world of the form, instead of understanding that deep knowledge that she has, connecting already with the multiverse and remembering what it meant to be a human being, means that new beginning, it is our spiritual work as a woman. Means that there are many factors that still need to be cleaned individually. Still, there are these tendencies of keep on focusing in the world of the form. And the changes are so intense in the feminine because she doesn't know where and how to start. She has been bombarded by voices within herself that you keep on putting her down. And many of these voices, it might be represented by their mothers or their fathers or past lovers. And she begins, she felt for a long time like she was not good enough. And suddenly she has all this power and she needs to learn how to manage the power. That power that comes directly from the Great Mother. And now it is willing to find a way to work it out for the highest good of everyone. When the women begins to work in themselves, they begin to feel and acknowledge the first thing is their power. So they have the power to heal. So they have the power to nurture it. They have the power of the psychic abilities that it has always been there, but never been spoken about. She has the power to remember who she is and remember the whole story of this very beautiful planet. Because when you see the story of this very beautiful planet, it is your story. It is my story. It is the story of all the women everywhere in the world. When we are able to embrace our own power, we do need to hold on and throw away the lies that the system has been telling us, that in some way it has been creating this blockage within your own self. One of the biggest lies that the system told you is you need to go up outside and find love. And the truth is that you are love. You don't need to go into no place looking for love, because you have always been love. You know, when you finally realize this incredible truth, you begin to comprehend that it is okay to be you, as you are. You don't need to lower your energy. You don't need to change and put another face, thinking that in that way you're going to be loved. You are able to comprehend yourself in such a higher manner that you're not there begging for love anymore. This is a huge change in the feminine, because for such a long time she was afraid that maybe their lovers or husbands are going to just leave. She felt like she was not good enough, not beautiful enough. Maybe she was feeling like something was not going to happen in a good way for her, because that has been the story. Means all these experiences that you have in your life, you are able to find a way to detach your emotional body through those experiences and learn from it, because those attachments came through your emotional body because you were afraid that you were not going to be loved. So by understanding who you are, it is truly bringing your original vibration. You begin to question your belief system. That's another spiritual work. Every single belief system that it has been imposed on you. Like you're there to please. Like it was so much, many of the standards of the 50s and 60s, and that maybe your mothers were into that one, thinking that you're there to please everybody. Or don't say anything because you need to have like peace, or creating that illusion of peace. And you just very much swallow everything that it was there because you didn't know how to bring that voice. And that voice right now, it's loud and clear with you. But it's going to be even louder and much more powerful when you are able to see the lies that it was imposed on you and bring a new force, a new understanding of who you are and how to understand that spiritual work that you are. And this is your responsibility. For such a long time, human beings, and I'm talking in general, they behave like teenagers. Like thinking that it was okay to have all this entitlement. And even making their prayings thinking that God was some kind of Santa Claus or something. Or a magician, that he will come and just do the magic just because you want it that way. And that should be enough for this. And the truth is that when the feminine is bringing her voice, it is bringing all these lies and entitlements right there and just throw everything away, because she begins to comprehend herself as a responsible being, that no one has power over you. That means that you do need to recognize your actions, your power, your intentions, and be able to conceive a better world and bring it into the manifestation. What do you feel, Teddy, about this?
Well, there, you know, as we're doing this spiritual work, there's so many things that are being uncovered. And the layers that you start to see about how how performance is, you know, to get to look good, you know, to be good enough, and even our language. I mean, that's one of the things that I've noticed, that people, you know, talk so much about, you know, what have you done? Where are you going? How's, you know, your family? What, you know, it's all about that, the end result. Like it's all, you know, moving instead of who you are, what are you being, you know? And so just that little bit of awareness, has brought this whole uncovering and seeing how that plays into this whole, you know, programming. But the thing about the programming is not to blame. It's not about blaming. It's just about seeing within yourself what it is with you, how it's affected you, and what you can do, how the spiritual work. And it does. I mean, you start to see, and you can, and you start to change, and then you see more, and then you change more. And, you know, there, even though there's layers of fear and all of this stuff, you just feel like you're coming about, you're coming, you know, into your own without having to lean on this or blame this or that, you know. And it's just like this whole thing coming up within you. And because of this, you know, this work and the, in learning that part, it's just, you feel this strength in you, in yourself, that even though you might not just go jump out, you still know that you're going, you know, that you're getting there and that this uncovering is happening, and that you're making that connection to that higher being.
That you are. Mm-hmm. You are your own higher self, and we talk about this in previous episodes, and this is very, very beautiful. But you see, I really want to talk about this other lie that they tell you that is going to be very liberating and is happening as we speak. You know, for such a long time, the system told you, you're living your life. So you go in life thinking, well, life is happening and life happens to me. And then I grew old and then I just die. And this is how it is. And that right now, people are beginning to comprehend. You are life. You are a spirit that you have always been alive. You are that divine spark that you come into this realm and you enter into a body, a physical body. So you are a spiritual being that has a body and that you have always been life. Life doesn't just happen to you. It's just that you are life. And you know, when people begin to question this and begin to comprehend this, it's a very, very important situation because it makes that realization that you are able to create what is next for you. Means if you ask for your next truth available for you, that truth available for you is gonna be provided. Everything is a matter of frequency and energy. When you are able to conceive yourself or move that identity that you have about yourself, you will see how everything is changing in that hologram. Everything is changing in that what you call reality. And you begin to also comprehend that that reality, or what you call reality, it is just for you. So means that your now, it is different than my now. And it is different from everybody's now, because everyone have a different connection to reality. Everyone has a different understanding of the self. So when you shift that consciousness to realize, I have always been life, you will have a very different understanding of who you are and what it is happening within your own self in this shifting times that it is happening. So this is just the beginning as a woman to begin to make that spiritual work. Begin to comprehend that there are many aspects of your own self, that those aspects of yourself are being integrated at the same time that you are being integrated into a higher realms, a higher perception of reality. Means your own higher self, it is you. And you begin to make that bridge. You begin to make the realization that the only one that you need to reach is yourself. That no one is going to come and save you. No one is going to come and liberate you. Because nobody can do that for you. Only you can do this for yourself. So when you take that responsibility, it's very, very liberating, because it gives you that understanding of your own power. Means that you're bringing the whole humanity into be more adults and less teenagers thinking that somebody else is going to come and do their things for them, or somebody's going to come and save them, and that they don't need to do anything, that they don't need to change, that they don't need, you know, waiting for something in the outside to come and save you. And you can name it religions, or star beings. And I'm telling you, you do have all the assistance that you need, but you do need to make your part. You agree with me, Teddy?
Yes. Absolutely.
So when you're making that spiritual work, it is truly, this is just the new beginning. You see, the new world, it is the golden era, and it is about a balance. It is not about the women to turn into this oppressor now and be a matriarchal system. That's not going to work. This is about balance, means that that balance is always, and it has always been, within your own self. The way that you relate with other people, it is because you're relating with yourself in that way. The time of the cover-ups, it's done. It's over. Means that for such a long time, you could see those cover-ups in the system, because you can see also those cover-ups within your own self. And you can see how you relate with others, just perpetuating that cover-up and not being real, not being honest, not being truthful for other people because you consider it that it might be they're not going to love you. Like we go again into that one. And that, or you're supposed to just be nice instead of being truthful. Being truthful is amazing, beautiful, and very, very liberating. Because that truth is going to take you back into that alignment with the one that created you. And once you begin to vibrate in that way, that is the big change and help that you have with your families, that you have with your communities, that you have for your own self. So this is a very much a very strong new beginning, because people, the women that represents that feminine understanding of the self, that virtual reality, are now right in the open and willing to say it as it has been happening. I am so proud in such a powerful times. That means that in that virtual reality, you are able to find those truths that has been limiting you for a long time and be able to transmute those energies, be able to make that realization of the self possible in this lifetime. And understanding that that balance, it's about liberation. Being angry to the oppressor is only going to hook you into that oppression again. But recognizing what is the thing that you need to do now, it is remembering your purpose that you have in life. It is remembering who you are. What do you think, my sister Teddy?
Well, as you were talking, you know, when you talked about saying the truth and saying it, and I was just thinking about how that seems so fearful to do that because of, you know, thinking that you're hurting somebody's feelings or whatever. But it just, as you were talking, it made me think about how that it's not only helping you to say the truth, but it's actually helping the other person. So they can look at a truth rather than just keeping the cover up, you know, going. And then one of the other things I was thinking about with the, about your power too, is that, you know, like, mattering, like realizing that you matter. And it's like this little, you know, it's like fertilizer to a plant or something. It's just like this, you know, the thing that we, you know, haven't felt, like that we matter, or we matter for, you know, various different things, you know, what we do, what we have, or whatever. So but anyway, that truth part is so important.
Absolutely. Really, truth is going to make you free. And this is our time for making that beautiful realization of the self. Hey, we have work to do, and let's do what we have come here to do. Be that beautiful, divine feminine that you have always been, because that truth, and be able to stand up in your truth, it is also reflecting the divine masculine that he's here to. It has been very amazing to begin to see this in this perfect synchronicities. You know how this is. I want to ask you to check it out, my website, www.magdalas.com. That is magdalas.com. We have a spiritual work. We have a school that we have it for 9 years already. And everything is about that spiritual work, because the adventure of knowing yourself, it is bringing new realms of consciousness that it is so important at this time. We have ceremonies that you're welcome to come, and I want to hear from you. I am so proud of each one of you. Here we are. We need to stand up, and we are together. Remember the sisterhood. There is no such a thing of the feminine ways without the sisterhood. And finally, is beginning to be awakened. And it is amazing, beautiful. Well, thank you for your work. Tlatsokomati, tlatsokomati, tlatsokomati. I am you. Send me an email. I am you.
The discussion group that is created for this channel on Facebook, it's a public group. Anyone can join. It's a great place to post questions and start discussions with people who are also part of this radio. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to send to us, please send them at sacredwoman144@gmail.com. To look at books and upcoming seminars from Magdala Ramirez, please go to www.magdalas.com, and it's spelled MAGDALAS. We thank you so much for all your support, and we hope to see you next week.